In most Chumashim, maybe in all Chumashim, there is a comment. It's not part of the Pesukim. It's a comment that's coming after Pasuk Zayin. And the comment that mentioned in the Chumashim is Chatzi HaTorah bePesukim. This is the middle of the Torah in terms of Pesukim. And the question that we need to ask ourselves, if I want to use vulgaric word, is who cares, right? Or what significant is that making to us? Okay, so this is the half, okay? It can be a pasuk before, it can be a pasuk after. You know, what difference does it make? Since all of you learned Masechet Kiddushin, or learning Masechet Kiddushin this year, so you probably recall that in Daf Lamed, in the first perek, the Gemara actually mentioning an interesting sugya over there, after the speaking about Veshinantam Levanecha, the Gemara says, Lefichach nikreu rishonim sofrim. And Rashi telling us, Lefichach is not related to the previous thing that mentioned in the Gemara, but either way, says the Gemara, nikreu rishonim sofrim, shehayu sofrim kol otiyot shebatorah. Okay, the previous generation were counting the letters of the Torah, and the Gemara continues and specifies and says, shehayu omrim vav de gachon, vav of the word gachon, again in Sefer Vayikra, is chetzian shel otiyot shel Sefer Torah, it's the middle of the otiyot of Sefer Torah, darosh darash chetzian shel tevot, ויתגלח של פסוקים, even though that it's not the pasuk that we mention over here, and they said they're doing the same about Sefer Tehillim, and then coming a phenomena in the Gemara, that a question that Rav Yosef was by Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is asking, Vav de Gachon me'ai gisa or me'ai gisa? Is the letter Vav that we mentioned that it's the middle of the Torah in letter, is that in the first half or the second half, right? And the answer of the Gemara is, Neite Sefer Torah ve'imnu. What's the problem? Let's bring a Sefer Torah, count, right? Today it's everything in the computer, it's very easy. But back then, you know, let's count and see, right? If it's that's the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half. And the answer is that we're not bekiin in chaserim and yeterot, etc., etc. Now, I think whenever I learn this sugya, I think for myself, and I said to myself, this is an amazing thing, right? It's an amazing thing because the Chachamim didn't that like sometimes, you know, people says, yeah, I have a general idea, right? Yeah, I like the idea, or I even learned it, right? But that's where they stop, right? But what the Gemara telling us, that they got to the level of, they called Sofrim, meaning they got and understood that the Torah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is so significant that every letter, not just every letter counts, as we know that there is no extra letters in the Torah or missing letters in the Torah, and every word counts, but even the location of each letter and every word counts. And they were thinking to themselves what they can learn from that. And that's the level that they're getting to. Now, we all know Chumash, okay? Maybe Sefer Vayikra we less because it's we're feeling that it's less applicable for us, so we maybe paying less attention or whatever it is. But, you know, take, say, the story of Sefer Bereishit. Everybody knows it. You started to learn it in kindergarten, etc., etc. And still, when you're learning it again and you're learning it, you know, deeply, you suddenly discover more depth to it, more layers to it, more amazing thing into it. And this is the idea, the same idea of the Lefichach nikreu rishonim sofrim. So what is the location that the Torah is saying over here? I didn't thought about all the meaning of that, but I'm just saying, right after it says Chatzi HaTorah bePesukim, the next pasuk is Vayasem alav et achoshen. We're talking the whole Aliyah, speaking about how Moshe was dressing Aaron and after that the Kohanim, and, you know, signified them to be the Kohanim. So he's putting on him already half of the Bgadim before. And then the pasuk that coming right after Chatzi HaTorah bePesukim is Vayasem alav et achoshen, Vayiten el achoshen et haorim vetatumim. Right? The Urim vetumim, that as we know, that was the name, the Shema Meforash of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the core, that's the middle of the Torah, that's the meaning of everything. Now, the meaning of that, that we have a lot of work to understand, I don't think that we'll know ever what is the name of God. But since a name defines something, so we need to try to do our best to try to understand Kadosh Baruch Hu in the most deep way that we can in order to actually understand and start to understand and appreciate the depth and the beauty of the Torah. Have a great day. Thank you.